Tuesday, July 6th. Started in Washington with some meetings this morning. Worked around the president's meeting with the steel industry people. Possibly one with Mitchell and Ehrlichman regarding the whole conspiracy theory. President is, of course, convinced that Ellsberg is not a lone operator, and that we've got to move on this thing, that the public supports the prosecution of Ellsberg. He made the point to Mitchell that we need the cooperation from Hoover, that this has to be a case that's tried in the newspapers, not the Ellsberg part, because he's already been indicted, but we need to get the rest smoked out via Congress and the press rather than letting them get into court cases where they pick up legal protections. He makes the point that these people have all put themselves above the law, and that we've got to move on them. We should polygraph Lynn and Cook. He's very concerned about the segment of the conspiracy group apparently based in HEW, particularly the Cook question. He had already asked Mitchell to polygraph Cook, and he hadn't done it. He made the point that he's not interested in indicting these people and then being forced to shut our mouths, that he thinks there's a real danger of justice getting too far down the track on this. The president's view is that it's much better, for instance, to go after Sheehan of the New York Times via a committee rather than a legal indictment. He thinks we're in good shape to let the leaks out now. He told the AG to tell Hoover to get to work on this and to push hard on Buzzard at Defense, who is, I guess, the best source on the conspiracy thing at this point. We've found that there is some evidence on Sheehan, and they're going ahead with a Boston grand jury to try and lock that up. Mitchell and Colson and I met to get our own investigation set up. We're going ahead with Buchanan, I guess, to head it up. We'll hire Colson's CIA guy, and then we'll also get contacts set up with the I-Corps committee, particularly on the Hill, so that we can get some investigation going under immunity and with publicity. The president decided on the Kansas City trip today not to let a camera in to cover the meeting, on the basis that he feels these briefings are for a different purpose. They're longer range for the editors and TV people that are there. Also, he felt he had been on TV a lot. He'll be on again today with the Steele meeting. And he's not going to get into the New York Times case, even tangentially. He's going to wait till he's ready to hit it head on. He feels he has to play Vietnam low-key. So to sum it up, he doesn't feel we should use television coverage today because there's nothing regarding the papers, nothing regarding negotiations, and everything else is pretty thin broth. He does want to see if we can work out a way to get TV stuff on other kinds of things. He pushed Haig again very hard on getting the lists of all the Kennedy and Johnson people who have security clearances because he wants to move on getting those yanked and taking some action on that. Kansas City went pretty well, basically uneventful, the usual routine of a media briefing, etc. Nothing really worth covering there. On the plane from Kansas City to San Clemente, he had me up for a while, and then had a long session with Rogers, Helms, and Haig to discuss the Middle East. As a result of that, he reviewed that meeting with me afterwards and feels that Rogers is basically right on some of the points that he makes, particularly that we should appear to be doing something rather than just letting the thing sit. Rogers apparently told the president that in talking to some of the editors in Kansas City, especially of the bigger papers, they felt the briefing really wasn't worthwhile. They said it wasn't too interesting and that the only thing that saved it was the president's participation and putting it into context. This brings the president to a fundamental point, which is that, you again, proves you always have to talk about subject A, that nobody's interested in anything else, and that we've got to remember that. He used a new way at Kansas City to weave in the domestic thing, because he made the point that he talked about foreign policy and then said the success of our foreign policy increases the economic challenge to the country, because we now have five major players, the five great power centers, and to play in this game we have to be healthy individually, morally, environmentally, etc. When we got to San Clemente, he headed for home, as did I, end of July 6th.